A 10-2 loss, the Phillies, quite simply, they did what the best offense in baseball did all season long. They hit a whole bunch of homers. They also got the pitching they needed, Rob, and they were able to turn that into a 10-2 win and a 2-1 lead in the NLDS with Atlanta's season on the line tomorrow.
Against a city I hate. If this country is ever invaded, please take Philadelphia.
Here we go.
And accumulate as many casualties as possible. I'm sorry. I'm so sick of this town. The mock tomahawk chop. Bryce Harper doing the throat slash, giving the stink eye to Orlando Arcia. I hate this city. And they own us in the playoffs. The only team, only time we've ever beaten them in anything, the Falcons' very first ever playoff victory, 1978. Because
I was not around for
a
that
kicker
one.
Named Mike Michelle missed a 30-yard field goal. He never appeared in another NFL game after that. We beat the Vince Papale, Dick Vermeil Eagles that year. And everything else, the Eagles have beaten us three times in the NFL playoffs, and the Phillies have beaten us, including that mulleted, cheesy Axe body spray-wearing team from 1993.
That actually predated Axe body spray. I will point that
out. Well, they were the impetus for it.
They probably were. Poster children for
Stetson, Cologne. Yeah.
John, I know you're a big fan of deep cuts and references that, as you like to say, if you have the home version of the game, that you might get along.
Yes.
But this was a tough night for the Braves. There's just no two ways about this. You had the pitching problems, yes, but this offense has also been eerily quiet in this series.
Yeah, the 29, and I don't know what the final number is, but it was 29 strikeouts. Guys through, I think, like six innings, you know, in the first few games. They had done a really good job of not striking out as much this year. Like, that was part of the offensive growth. Michael Harris, especially, his offensive growth was not striking out so much. But again, this Phillies pitching staff is just blowing people away, whether it's Wheeler or Nola. You can't make all these outs without contact. At some point, you have to put the ball, even if it's not home runs, you have to put the ball in play and put pressure on defense.
I mean, Aaron Nola's knuckle curve is reminiscent of Mike Mussina's, it's a devastating pitch.
Now, he used it to devastate this Atlanta Braves lineup. We talk about the six home runs, and we're going to have to get into the Bryce Harper of it all because that was the big shot to put the Phillies on top to stay. But what Aaron Nola was doing was just like what we saw from Zach Wheeler, although the Braves were able to solve that riddle a little bit more and keep the game a little bit closer, obviously. And they, even in game one, Ranger Suarez did his thing, and the Phillies bullpen backed him up. And if anything, you know, the stories will be the Braves having to make a decision in Game 3 that we're going to get into on this show, I promise you. We are going to take your calls at 404-726-0929. So go ahead and start lining up for that. But as we look at it all, it's not just one facet that's not working for the Braves right now. This offense is going to have to answer the bell, no pun intended. And they got Spencer Strider on the mound, who did exactly that for the Braves. Everything you could have asked for in Game 1, it just did not turn into a victory, gentlemen.
It's funny how he duplicated what Zach Wheeler did for the Phillies. No hit ball through six innings, you still end up losing the game. It's amazing the emotional roller coaster that baseball can provide. You know, we leisurely go through 162 games in a season. Game one, you kind of lay an egg. Game two, exhilarating finish, probably the greatest catch in Braves history,
yeah,
with all due respect to Otis Nixon. And then tonight you lay an egg as well. But, hey, guess what? You get another chance tomorrow.
Yeah, this is a team that's been 19-13 in the regular season against the Phillies the last 2 years. So, again, you have it, it's not like it's been a bugaboo, Grant, that they can't beat them in the regular season or whatever like that. But for whatever reason, again, postseason baseball. And this is what's great about postseason baseball. Like, it's a series, right? I mean, it's not just a one and done. And again, the best team doesn't always win in these things. But, boy, you just feel like you gotta get something going offensively and just get this thing in a better direction.
You do, and Aaron Nola did not allow the Braves to do any of that. 5 2/3 innings of 2-run ball for him, 9 strikeouts, only 1 walk. The free passes, those can be an absolute killer in the postseason. He was peppering that strike zone, and he was able to short-circuit a couple of possible rallies for the Braves early on. Some early runners left, and the Phillies, as we talked about, not to bury the lead. You look at the final score, it's 10-2. They hit 6 home runs on this night to pick up this 10-2 victory.